Random House Audio presents Fire and Ice by Julie Garwood, read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Journal Entry 1, Chicago. Today, we celebrate. The foundation has finally approved the grant money to fund our study. There are four of us, all with doctorates, but we're acting like irresponsible teenagers, laughing and carrying on. Later, we'll probably get as drunk as dropouts. We've worked hard to get here. Our backgrounds are quite diverse. Kirk has come to us from St. Cloud, Minnesota, where he did extensive work with gray wolves in Camp Ripley. His expertise with the wolf pack's family dynamic will be invaluable to us. Eric comes from the prestigious TNI Research Facility in Chicago. He is the youngest, but has the most degrees. He calls himself a lab rat, as he has been isolated in the lab doing extensive research on two projects funded by the Kenton Pharmaceutical Company. He's a biologist and a chemist, and I think his background in immunology will complement the other studies. Brandon, our director, has been in North Dakota for 11 years. He observed and documented wolves traveling more than 2,000 miles. He would like to put tracking devices, radio-controlled collars, on two separate pairs of alpha males and females so that we can record their movements. His focus is on behavioral habits. I'm the only behavioral scientist here, but I'm a biologist as well. My personal quest is different from the others, but it's my hope that there won't be a conflict. We're all interested in the dynamic within the pack, but I'm also interested in the effects of stress on the individual. Extreme stress. Chapter 1.